awesome. King Herod the amazing. King Herod the brilliant. King Herod.
I'm also King Herod the busy. What is this meaning?
Your greatness? You wanted to meet with the three magi from the east? They're here.
Yes, Your Brightness, they gave me a large human, and I've been asking lots of questions about my search and I've been following.
Oh yes, I remember now. They say a new king has been born. That's just ridiculous. Nothing gets past me. Everybody knows that I would be the first to hear about something that important.
Well, actually,
is there something you haven't told me?
Would you like to tell me?
No, I'll let you tell us.
No, I think you know better than me.
Well, stop it. Just give me the news.
Oh, you have one of these. I think there is a policy that has been written by the Prophet Micah, and then Elena, Judah. We use Bible County Mother Young and Village by coming from her last day.
Israel, there's only one king of Israel and you're looking at it. No one's going to take my throne. I know. Don't tell these three magi to go to Bethlehem. Once they tell me where the child is, I can get rid of this threat for good. Call them in now, but don't let them know we've talked. Ha ha ha! It's all a secret.
Hear ye, hear ye, announcing Melchior, Balthazar, and Gaspar, three magi from the east.
King Herod, we've been prowling many months following a star. The signs in the heavens say a king has been born. We followed that star to Jerusalem and brought gifts for the new king. Would you know where we could find him?
Well, of course I know. Why wouldn't I? Since I am the king, I am always the first to know everything. This king is to be born in Bethlehem in the land of Judah.
Bethlehem is not far from here. We'll leave at once.
Yes, go. Look everywhere. But listen, you must let me know once you find the new king so that I may worship him too. I certainly don't want to miss this.
Don't think about that king.
Not yet.
Something about that king bothers me. I don't trust him.
I agree. I don't think his intentions are good.
My friends, God will show us what to do. Herod may be a king, but we've traveled a long way, and soon we'll be the king of all kings.
Thank you.
Yes?
Forgive us, sir. Our caravan has been traveling for many months, following a star in the sky. The star stopped here, over your home. The star has been leading us to a child. One of us has been sent by God to be a great king. And do you know where we could find him?
Yes, I'm just in the smell of here. Please come in. The child you've been seeking is here.
What is his name?
His name is Jesus. He is so peaceful.
Oh, we've come such a long way to find him and to honor him with our worship.
He is so peaceful.
The light that shines outside seems to have come in to rest on this child.
The night that Jesus was born, the same star was shining over his manger.
His manger?
Yes, we had come to Bethlehem for the census, and there were no rooms left. The time had come for the baby to be born, and the innkeeper offered us his stable.
A humble birth for such a king.
That was only one that his father could have done.
They traveled so far from the home that they knew to come to Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary had a babe to be born, and there was no room at the inn. But God had a place for the birth of his son, a place for the baby.
Yeah. We brought gifts, precious gifts of great value and meaning. First, I bring in pure gold, symbol of strength and power. Gold is reserved for loyalty, truly a gift for a king. All of creation bow before you and honor you, not only as the king of all nations, but as the king of all kings.
And I bring to you my gift of sweet-smelling frankincense, an incense of great value. Frankincense is burned at the altar to represent the prayers of the people. Frankincense also has healing powers, a perfect gift for one who will reach healing to his people. It is a sweet fragrance of worship that I bring to you.
And finally, I bring oil and myrrh to anoint you. It may seem an odd gift for one so young, but I give it to you as a sign of your humanity, for you are both son of man and son of God.
Our gifts are of great worth, but now we know that there's more to give than these what we were to be. Tiny King, we humbly bow before you and honor you as the King of our hearts. shining star Christ forever. He is the one we have been waiting for. In him is a promise for all nations. Now we must return back to our countries and tell everyone what we have seen here. We will not return in the way that we came.
What do you mean?
Last night, Gaspar had a dream.
God gave me a dream to warn us. Sarah's intentions towards this child are not good. He is planning something terrible. We cannot tell him where Jesus is.
We will go home another way. Gather the caravan. We've been giving good news of great joy to deliver to our people. The light of God's love has come to all men. Woo!
Shout it to the nations that Jesus Christ is here. God has given us his son and given us his gift of his love. Rejoice, for Emmanuel has come.
Jesus is king of all kings. In the words of Isaiah the prophet, unto us a king is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And his name shall be called
Wonderful Counselor.